President Obama made brief mention of Wisconsin on Thursday while he was speaking to students at the University of Buffalo. He outlined ways states are attempting to hold down the cost of higher education.
Southern New Hampshire University gives course credit based on how well students master the material, not just on how many hours they spend in the classroom. So the idea would be, if you're learning the material faster, you can finish faster, which means you pay less and you save money. You know, University of Wisconsin's getting ready to do the same thing.
The president was referring to the UW Flex option. UW-Milwaukee and the system's colleges will roll out the program late this year. It will award credits to students who prove they have mastered competencies. Johannes Britz is UWM provost. He says higher education is evolving in a variety of ways to meet the needs of today's marketplace.
What has changed is the composition of a university. It's not anymore the traditional student, 19-year-old, full-time, living on campus. It really has changed. It's parents now. It's an older generation. It's returning adults. It's people who has completed some credits who's coming back to university. So I think that's one thing that has changed. The other thing, it's becoming way too expensive. I think that is a major challenge.
Why are there so many adults who need college? Why do we have this big adult population that doesn't have degrees?
Well, I think there's a variety of reasons why. I think cost is one. I think people, you know, 20 years ago, an associate degree was good enough, or just even a high school diploma. I think the labor market, the globalization, competitiveness has changed. And if you look at the Department of Labor, looking at where there's huge need for jobs, are in areas of the professional degrees. So that's why I think there's really a change and a need. We have more than about 700,000 people in this state that actually qualify for the flex option, which has some credits, associate degrees, and there's a huge need in those specific areas.
You also mentioned cost. So this is a cheaper way to earn a degree. Where does the savings come in? Who would take the hit if you want to make degrees less expensive?
Well, I think the cost of higher education is complex. It involves a lot of variables. It's buildings, it's maintenance, it's one-on-one, it's a classroom, it's students on campus. So when you look at the flex, it's pretty much a changing paradigm. It's independent learning. We give recognition to prior knowledge. They enroll, but it's not really a classroom setting. It's that independent. It's a competency that we expect from them. They do their assessment. So I think we reduce the cost, the overall cost, in the paradigm of a full-time student on a campus. But we do not sacrifice the quality.
How do you make sure these things don't get watered down?
Quality control is, of course, within the faculty, within the purview of the faculty. They develop the curriculum. They ensure that the assessment is exactly the same as we have now. We will not move into the flex option if we're going to sacrifice quality. For us, that is actually the most important thing.